I could, and it would be so easy because she was so incredible. But I think you've heard a lot about that today, and instead, I want to make sure that in the midst of so many people remembering Kathy, we don't forget about Nanny. She wasn't a typical grandmother, knitting and baking cookies and all those stereotypical things, but being different made her so much more special. When she first started teaching me to play cards, she started with concentration. She was a big believer in learning those memory skills as a young child. Then, when I reached 6, she graduated me to her signature game of bridge. She bought me a learn-to-play bridge book for kids and expected me to complete the exercises on a fairly regular basis. Then, whenever I'd come to Maine, she'd play with me so I could practice what I'd learned from the book. She taught me how to bid, what all the terms meant, and when certain bids meant something completely different than how they sounded, and also what to play in different situations. Second hand low, for example, third hand high. Unfortunately, that's most of what I remember. She taught me so much about it that when I was in second grade, I decided to teach the rest of my class of 7-year-olds how to play too, and it didn't work so well. The other game that is practically synonymous with Nanny for me is Clue. It was a tradition at Christmas that we'd play together, along with whoever else was willing to give up their time to lose a board game. It was also a tradition that no matter how close Nanny was to winning, I'd win first. I don't know why, but that's just always how it happened. I've only ever played Clue once without her, and now that I can never play it with her again, I'm not sure how many more times I'll play it at all. The traditions that we share all have one thing in common, skill, whether intellectual or strategic. Clue and Bridge are both more strategic, but we also had Jeopardy and the Sunday crossword that several people have already mentioned. Though obviously she watched many episodes of Jeopardy and did many crosswords without me, there's still two things that will always just mean Nanny. There's no feeling quite like sitting and watching Jeopardy with her, then guessing a correct answer that she didn't know. It was rare.
Yes.
And hear her say, "Oh, that's great, Sophie. How did you know that?" Often, an answer would lead to her explaining the reasoning or history behind it, and it astounds me how much she knew about everything. There are so many things that made Nanny wonderful. I absolutely recognized her more public accomplishments and her enthusiasm for knowledge. But what I'll remember most when I think of her are the things that I've just said. I've never had a typical grandmother, so I can't say this for sure, but I think that Nanny nailed the concept right on the head. She inspired and strongly encouraged me to improve myself in every way possible, even when I was just 5 or 6 years old. It's because of her accomplishments, both as Nanny and as Catherine Kane, that I want to attend an all-women's college. She's influenced me in ways that I can't even explain, and I know that I will carry her with me for the rest of my life.
Amen.
Sentences for Nanny. Nanny, there are so many things to say about her, but I only can say the most important things. When I first heard that Nanny had died, I started crying, and I thought, who will I play crossword puzzles with? Cards with. I'll miss Nanny asking people questions for the crossword puzzles. Many people will miss Nanny. Hugs and kisses, Nanny. Farewell.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Ricky Tracy, Kathy's eldest granddaughter. Many of you know that I recently lived with Kathy, who we call Nanny, for 5 years on Beacon Hill. Upon hearing that I lived with my grandmother, people who didn't know her would often say, "Oh, that's so adorable. You must take care of her." Far from taking care of her, it was often a task keeping track of where Nanny was on a given day. She might be home late from an opening at the Huntington Theater Company, away for a weekend bridge tournament, or off on an adventure to Myanmar or Borneo. Anyone who knew Nanny knew that her idea of retirement was much more productive than many people's idea of full-time work. Nanny shared with me her love of Boston and all the opportunities it offers. As a young woman freshly graduated from Wellesley College, I was thrilled to be invited to join Nanny at openings at the ICA and cocktail parties at the Colonial Dames. If Nami couldn't make it to an event that she thought I would enjoy, she would simply pass along the invitation with one of her many sticky notes attached that read, "Go!" in capital letters with multiple exclamation points. One Tuesday evening, I returned home having forgotten to vote in a primary. Having ascertained this in about 2 seconds after I walked through the door, Nami turned me right back around to go vote. When I returned, she gave me a short lesson in politics. Voting in the primary is even more important than voting on election day. Low primary turnout is how the radicals get on the ballots. Nami loved to travel, and nothing could intimidate or daunt her. She was preparing for a trip to Somalia in 2009 when a cargo tanker was hijacked by pirates off the Somalian coast. Nami was extremely disappointed to hear that her cruise along the coast of Somalia was redirected to Egypt. Slightly indignant, she told me, "I've seen Egypt. I want to see Somalia." Even Somalian pirates couldn't intimidate Kathy Kane. My sisters and I felt about Nami the way many grandchildren feel about their grandparents. We admired her, and we wanted very much to make her proud. We found it amusing that she couldn't quite get the hang of working the VCR, and we loved her so very much. You all know the Kathy Kane who did so much for Boston. You know how accomplished she was. You know she had a completely indomitable spirit and worked tirelessly for the things she believed in. She did all of this with such a matter-of-fact grace that my sisters and I actually have grown up believing it to be quite normal. And that was her real gift. Nami never told us abstractly that we could do anything if we set our minds to it. She demonstrated that it was true every day. She truly believed that each of us could and should make a difference in our world as she did. I'm so grateful that my sisters and I have had such a strong, vibrant, and extraordinary woman to look up to.
Amen.
I'm Rabbi Bill Hamilton, and I was very close with Kathy and Louie, as I am with the Collier family, the Kane family, for many, many years, and I'm honored to participate. I just want to say, in addition to those beautiful words from grandchildren, that being able to witness, as I uniquely did as a person of faith, the way that Kathy's friends and her family and her faith animated who she was and what she lived for was an incredible inspiration. I'll never forget the opportunity to be invited to participate in the Bible study group on the hill just a year ago, in fact, by Kathy, and sharing so many joyous occasions with the family. My deepest condolences. I just would be remiss if I didn't say that Kathy broke ground in one more way. In addition to everything that we've heard about, in everything that we know and we love her for, she's actually the first person who is not of the Jewish faith to actually be buried in the cemetery. She won't be the last. She won't be the last. Started a new trend here in this portion of the cemetery. And that, of course, is because she was so one with her Louie. And indeed, she is now a very close proximity to where he is laid to rest eternally. We know that their souls are now together. She's at peace. She's with him. And for that, we are most grateful. And before we participate in the Jewish tradition, to participate in the burial itself by placing earth on the casket, about which I'll say a word in just a moment, I'm going to turn things back over to honor Kathy by the tradition that she held most dear, according to her religious tradition.
Thank you. I was the officiant at the service, but I didn't say anything myself. So I want to say that I'm not Kathy's priest. Her regular priest is on sabbatical in England, but Catherine is one of the priests at the Church of St. John the Evangelist, and I'm the rector of the Episcopal Church in Wakefield, but I've known Kathy for a long time. We went to seminary at the same time, and yesterday when we were planning the service, Kathy's daughters asked what it was like to be in school with Kathy, and it sort of brought back, you know, you just, when you're talking and you're thinking and you're just flooded back with thoughts, and one of the first thing I said was, well, you know, it was kind of like she was all the time. She was sort of a force of nature in the classroom, and she was always inquisitive. She was always wanting to know and learn and engage and things. And what the thing that, you know, I wasn't, I was young and didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't buy all the books, but Kathy bought every book for every class. You know, there would be the recommended list versus the required, and she'd buy every book you could possibly buy. And she'd come with them all to class, even if, you know, there was no reason to have them with you. And the things that I remember was that she always had them wrapped up in rubber binders. And she had these, like, sandwich bags full of multicolored pens. And I could never figure out what the different colored pens were for, and if she had, like, a code for what she was, you know, for what kind of note she was taking or underlining or whatever. But it was wonderful to be in class with her and then to have known her in different ways over the last years. And my partner is at St. John's, and so I was often invited to join them for their vestry meetings up in Agunquit. And like Louis said, the price of admission for that was always to play charades at the end of the night. It didn't matter how tired you were, whatever, you had to play it. And it was always a great delight. And she took, and as was said, she took no prisoners. And she definitely wanted to win, and she definitely wanted to keep score.
A rare time.
a rare time. But at that moment, that was important to her. But she was a wonderful person, and I know the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Massachusetts, is going to miss Kathy because she devoted herself to it a lot, particularly in these later years. It was a big part of her life, and we're going to miss her. And I'm on a committee with her that's meeting tomorrow, actually, and we're gonna miss her powerful presence there for sure. So I thought we would continue with Psalm 23, which I'll read. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the midst of life we are in death. Of whom may we seek for succor but thee, O Lord, who for our sins art justly displeased? Yet, O Lord God most holy, O Lord most mighty, O holy and most merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitter pains of eternal death. Thou knowest, Lord, the secrets of our hearts. Shut not thy merciful ears to our prayer. But spare us, O Lord most holy, O God most mighty, O holy and merciful Savior. Thou most worthy Judge eternal, suffer us not at our last hour, though any through any pains of death, to fall from thee. In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our sister Catherine, and we commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless her and keep her. The Lord make his face to shine upon her and be gracious unto her. The Lord lift up his countenance upon her and give her peace. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in
heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Almighty God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, who by a voice from heaven didst proclaim, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, multiply, we beseech thee, to those who rest in Jesus, the manifold blessings of thy love. that the good work which thou didst begin in them may be made perfect unto the day of Jesus Christ. And of thy mercy, O Heavenly Father, grant that we, who now serve thee on earth, may at last, together with them, be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, for the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, we yield unto thee most high praise and hearty thanks for the wonderful grace and virtue declared in all thy saints, who have been the choice vessels of thy grace and the lights of the world in their several generations, most humbly beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow the example of their steadfastness in thy faith and obedience to thy holy commandments, that at the day of the general resurrection, we with all those who are of the mystical body of thy Son may be set on his right hand and hear that his most joyful voice, O come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Grant this, O Father, for the sake of the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father of mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with all those who mourn, that casting every care on thee, they may know the consolation of thy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Rest eternal grant unto her, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Before we conclude, the tradition that exists in Jewish tradition and in this space, and I know for a fact that it's a tradition that can be very much respected and found very, very moving, is that the tradition of laying a loved one to rest, actually burying them, is not left to total strangers, but to the people who knew them best and loved them most. The tradition of putting earth on the casket is poignant. It ensures that that we do this final deed of kindness for Kathy, something she can never thank us for, something that's not done with an expectation of reward or quid pro quo, but simply because it's intrinsically right and good, just like she did so many of the things that she did throughout her lifetime, because they were right and intrinsically proper. That's a tradition that I want to encourage everyone to come forward to embrace. We also have some earth from Algonquin, which is particularly fitting, that can be put on as well. There are two traditions associated with putting earth on the casket. The first is that the initial shovel, if you choose to put more than one shovel of earth on, the initial shovel, the shovel is actually turned upside down, and the earth is put in at the back of the shovel, underscoring the reality that on a day like today, for all of us who mourn Kathy's passing, the world is very much upside down. But subsequent shovels can be used right side up. The other tradition is that if we choose to embrace this tradition of putting earth on the casket, sort of tucking Kathy in a blanket of earth on her casket at this point, we put the shovel back into the earth after we're done. We don't pass it on to anyone else, so that nobody feels unduly coerced or urged to embrace this tradition. Whoever wants to does. With a full spirit and a sense of a purpose associated with it. So we will invite family to come forward first, perhaps using the shovel and then also using some of the earth. And then others will be invited to follow.
Girl, she knows how to use a shovel. You got it. Go ahead.
Friends, please come around the side and guide you to the shuttle over here. Gotta believe.
The one bust loose.